Pleasant good morning to one and all. Welcome to Morning Devotions, sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Canon Norman Lightbourne, Rector of the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, beginning to read at verse 18. He said to them, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grows and becomes a tree, and the birds of the air make their nest in its branches." And again he said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The general expectation among Jesus' hearers was that the Messiah would come as a great king or a warrior leader who would free the nation from Roman bondage and restore Israel's former glory. But Jesus had a different view of things. His kingdom would have a quiet and small beginning, just like a tiny mustard seed that grows into an enormous tree, or a spoonful of yeast that makes the bread dough double in size. The kingdom of God would eventually push outward until the whole world was changed. The kingdom had small beginnings, but would grow and produce great results. These two parables of the mustard seed and the yeast, told by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, teach us to have faith that even the small things we can do to forward the kingdom of God are worth doing. They will have an impact eventually. These two parables remind us that small beginnings can lead to large, important results. Sometimes we think that because we have so little to give to the cause, that it makes no sense giving it. What difference will it make? We say. Remember, my friends, little is much when God is in it. If you give your little, I give my little, and the neighbor down the road gives his or her little, when we add all of it up, we may be surprised how far it will go. Instead of regretting that we can't help all the homeless in our country, why not do something more practical? No matter how small, to better the situation where we live. Instead of regretting that we can't have the impact of some television preacher or some famous person in the world or even in our own country, why not make our presence felt in our own environment? Example, in our home, in our office, at our workplace, in our school. We can have an impact in these places, and we can touch lives in a meaningful way by just giving a smile, by just giving a word of encouragement, having a positive attitude. These can go a long way, my friends. Yes, the mustard seed is small, but look at the size of the tree that comes from that small mustard seed. The tree is so enormous that the birds come and they find shelter. A spoon of yeast may not seem to be considered much, but when it is mixed with the flour, look at the results. I remind you again, little is much when God is in it. So stop saying to yourself this morning, I only have a little this, or a little that, or a little the other. Just take the little that you have and place it in God's hand and allow God to use it, and you will be amazed at the outcome. Let us be encouraged this morning to use what we have to further the kingdom of God, regardless of how little it may seem to be. Every one of us is needed in kingdom building. May we offer to our good and gracious God whatever we may have today, so that he may use it for his honor and glory. Be blessed, my friends. God be with you today. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all your loved ones, near and far, this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening. And I pray that you have been blessed as a result of tuning in today, and share this devotion with a friend or two. Blessings.